It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request, or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word PRAY to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. It is time for the Hour of Power. It's past time, actually, for the Hour of Power. You would think it's a Monday with the technical difficulties, had to reset the internet and all that kind of stuff, but it's Tuesday. It's the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad, even if we are a few minutes late getting started this morning. I'm Neva Pyatt, this morning your host. Miss Tina Dobbs is over there running the iPad, and our very special guest, Miss Mary Fullerton. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
You know, we decided that you have a powerful word going out this morning. That's why we had all these complications, because the enemy does not want those great words hitting the airwaves. So everything was in a scramble this morning. But anyway, we are here and we are ready to start. Our Facebook sponsor today is Grants Auction Realty. They don't charge you more. They just make you more by lotting and cataloging every item that is in the auction, and they do a great job. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can post it right on our Facebook page, or you can send it to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com, or you can send it to our texting line, 580-485-0837. We do record in two parts, and when we're not having great technical difficulties, we'll post it on our website, therockchristianmusic.com, and you can go there later and listen to it, or send a friend there. I think maybe I've covered everything. Mary, will you pray to start us out?
Okay. Father, we are so thankful, Lord, for your faithfulness, and we are thankful for your word this morning. We're thankful that your presence is here with us, Lord, and we just ask your anointing today, Father, on us as your vessel. Lord, we know that your word is always anointed. And so, Father, we just ask you, Lord, that it would come forth and accomplish that which you want it to do in the hearts and minds of your people today, Lord. We pray encouragement out on the airwaves today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So your title today, God with us.
God in us.
Oh, God yes. In us. Okay. Yes. Well, if he's in us, he's with us, I guess,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's right.
So, okay.
So the reason I entitled that today is we are going to be studying out of the book of 1 Corinthians. And we'll be starting in the first chapter. And it's all about, these are scriptures about what God is doing in us and how we have the mind of Christ and how we are the temple of the Lord and everything. And so it's in him, the mm-hmm. hope of glory in us.
Amen. Amen.
And so our sufficiency is not of ourselves, but it's in him. And so today we will be starting out in 1 Corinthians reading verses 4 through 9. And it says, I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. So I want to start out, I started that so we could get a complete picture, because at first I was only going to zero in on verses 8 and 9. But it was talking about being confirmed, and so we needed to go back and find out who was confirming us and working in us. And so it says, I thank my God always for the grace of God, which is given unto you by Jesus Christ. It's through His grace, and it's Him that gives us His strength and His power. And the words that we speak and everything else, that in everything, everything that you face, everything that you go through, you are enriched by Him in all utterance and in all knowledge. You know, sometimes when we go to do something, we seem to be filled with a lot of feelings of inadequacy. Lord, I don't know if I can do this or not. But this says that in everything we are enriched by Him. So that means that He's going to give us the utterance, and He's going to give us what to say, the knowledge of how to bring it forth. And then the next verse says, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind. It's that we're, I just talked about inadequacy, so that we come behind in no gift. We're not inadequate when God's on our side.
That's right.
Waiting, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus, who shall also confirm us. That's what thrilled me about this verse, that I was going to be confirmed. And this other word that it said, that I may be blameless in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm. You know, the thought that I could be blameless. Blameless. Me, Mary, I'm blameless. You know, that I tell people anymore, I don't confess this because I don't believe in confessing negative things over yourself. Mm-hmm. But you know that little thing they always said about Mary, Mary, quite contrary. I said, I don't confess that anymore. And this says that I come behind in no gift, and that I'm going to be confirmed, and that I'm going to be blameless. My goodness. So he does a lot for us. He rises up within us. He gives us the strength to overcome and do when we don't think we have it in us. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so we are blameless, that you may be blameless. And God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son. So now we're going to go into the second chapter. I just picked out special little nuggets all through these chapters in Corinthians.
Okay.
And so we won't be staying in one chapter, but we'll be going through a lot of them. So in the second chapter, we're going to go to the ninth verse. And it says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. I call these words of encouragement. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's quite an encouraging word right there. Mm-hmm. We can't even imagine, and we haven't even heard. as wonderful as we've heard that God is, we have not heard, and it has not entered into our heart the things that God wants to do for us, that He's prepared for us that love Him. But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knows no man, but the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in words which men's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. And I read all of that for that last sentence there. We have the mind of Christ. Now that just blows you away.
Amen.
You know, that we have the mind of Christ. You know. So here we're going to be confirmed, and we're going to be blameless. And he is faithful. And we have the mind of Christ. And he gives us, he teaches us what we need to know. And he just, you know, he tells us somewhere, don't worry about what you're going to be brought before a lot of different people. And don't worry about what you're going to say, because I'll give you what you're going to say when you get there. He said, just tell them what I tell you to say and you'll be all right. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't do any better than that, because sometimes we try to do it on our own and we get ourselves in such a big mess.
You know? For sure.
And so, but if we rely on him, he goes before us and prepares the way, and he orders our steps, and he fills our mouth with good things. And so, anyway, He just does miraculous things through our vessels of clay sometimes. You know, and so, anyway, so now we're going into the third chapter, and we're going to read verses 16. And it says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" And so then in verse 23, we skip down here, he says, put this together with that verse 16. "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" And then verse 23 says, "And ye are Christ's." We belong to Jesus. Mm. And Christ is God's. So there's, you know, God is made up of God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. And we are in Him. We are in Him. So when we think of who we have living on the inside of, there's not any way that we can fail if we realize who's on the inside of us, and we stay in Him, and we just, you know, just let Him chart our course, and we just depend on Him, and we speak those things. I was sitting in church the other day, and we had a visitor there, and she had never seen me before, and just that week at home, I had run into something, and I had said something to somebody, and then later I got to thinking about it, and I thought, now, Lord, I hope what I said was from You and not just my own thinking. And I had been wondering about that all that week. And this little lady, she was sitting right behind me. Brother Casey had called her up there a few minutes before, and he had told her that the Lord was going to use her in prophecy and that she was going to speak His words. And so then she came back and she sat back down behind me. And all of a sudden she leaned up in my ear and she said, God wants you to know that those words that you speak come from Him. They're not you. And I said, well, Lord, you know, because sometimes we do. We worry about, we get to thinking, now, was that just my opinion or was that God?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, but she didn't even know that I had been thinking about that week.
God is amazing, isn't He?
Yes, He is. You know, and so, and when she said that, Brother Casey was sitting over there in the seat, and he said, uh-huh. So there was a confirmation there even. So, anyway, so we can trust God.
Amen.
He knows what He's doing, even when we don't. Okay, now we're going to go over here to the sixth chapter of 1 Corinthians. And we're going to read verse 16. The sixth chapter, verse 16. Is that right? 5, 6. 14. Okay. I got the wrong verse on there. But it was verse 14. I read my notes wrong here. And it says, and God hath both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by His own power. And so, you know, that is speaking. You could look at that and you could take that two ways. You could take that as that when we die and we go and we're buried, that when Jesus comes again, you know, that He's going to cause the dead in Christ to rise first. Mm-hmm. And He's going to raise us up. Mm-hmm. You could take it meaning that, or you could take it for this life. He does it in this life, and He does it in the life to come. So there is nothing like sensing the Lord coming upon you and raising you up and giving His anointing to you to speak certain things or whatever the occasion rises up for. If you think, Lord, I don't know if I can do this or not. I don't know if I've got the ability to do this. And He comes on the scene and He enables us. Mm-hmm. He equips us. And we sense His anointing come on us. Mm-hmm. And we know it's not us. Mm-hmm. And we're just amazed that he can use our vessel of clay like that. Mm-hmm. And we do more than we ever thought possible. Mm-hmm. And it's not us doing it, it's him. Right. And we have to be careful to give him all the praise and all of the glory. And so he will raise us up by his own power. And now we're going to chapter 8. And we're going to go to verse 2, first of all. I like this verse because it helps us to realize even more that we are vessels of clay. Because actually in verse 1, it says, knowledge puffs up, but charity edifies. And then this verse 2, that's important. It leads us right into verse 2. And if any man think he knows anything, you know, sometimes you meet people who think they know it all, or they seem to come across that way.
I've met a couple of those.
Yeah. If any man thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. Mm-hmm. So when we think that we just about know everything about this certain subject, it says here we knows nothing like we ought to know. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that a lot about people, you know, because man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart.
That's right.
God knows the desires. He knows the longings. He knows the inadequacies we feel. He knows everything about us. He knows whether we're lifted up in pride or whether we're humble or not. You know, he knows everything about us. He knows the motives and the attitudes that we do things. People don't know those things.
Right.
They can't see those things. But God looks on the heart and he sees everything. We cannot hide from God. He knows it. And so he knows. And so he says, if any man think he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. And when we realize that God knows all that, then we realize how inadequate we really are.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's easier to let him take control and let him work through us. And so, and then in verse 6 it says, but to him there is but one God, but to us, I'm reading wrong here this morning. But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. So we are in God and in Jesus Christ, and we can't do anything without him. Nothing. We can't do any. He says, without me, you can do nothing. But through him, but in him, we live and we move and we have our being in it. And in him, but through him, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That's what I knew it was going to come sometime. You know, mm-hmm. I was trying. But through him, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. But like I said, we give him all the glory.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're going to go into chapter 10, verse verse 13. Chapter 10, verse 13, it follows right along with that we just said. There has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But here is what I want us to focus on. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. And so, God will not put more on us than what we are able to handle. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we say, Lord, are you sure? I think I've just about reached my breaking point. He said, I know just how far to let it go. And if we think about that, we think about how Job was in heaven one time, and God said, devil, what have you been doing? And he said, I said Job, didn't I? I was thinking about the devil and Job. And so devil said, oh, I've been roaming the earth seeing, you know, who I can influence, mm-hmm. you know. And God said, have you considered, God had such faith in Job that he said, have you considered my servant Job? And the devil said, yeah, but you got a hedge built around him. I can't touch him. He said, but if you'd let me get to him, he would curse you. And God said,
No way, sucker.
No way, huh? And he said, in fact, the devil said, just let me try. He said, okay. He had to get God's permission. He said, God said, but you can only go so far. He said, you can't touch his body. You can't touch his body. You can do anything, but you can't touch his body. So the devil goes out. He takes he kills all of Job's friends. He causes him to lose all of his wealth. And his wife turns around and says, why don't you just curse God and die, Job? He said, you're talking a foolish woman. He said, God has blessed us and blessed us and blessed us. And now when a little bit of adversity comes our way, you want to just throw in the towel? You know, uh-huh. Now I'm paraphrasing Mary's way, you know, of saying that. But that in his essence is what he said, huh? And so God says, see, I told you. And the devil said, yeah, but you just let me touch his body. You just let me get at him. And God said, okay, you can touch him, but you can't touch his life. You can't take his life. And so Satan comes back with the second round. And he totally takes away all Job's health. And then he sends him three encouraging friends that encourage him in the wrong direction.
They meant well. They just weren't led by the Lord.
They just said, Job, what have you done? God wouldn't allow this to come on you if you hadn't have done some mm-hmm. sin, you know. Well, I have news for you. God was complimenting Job. He was proving that Job was going to praise him in all things, and that he wasn't going to bend and he wasn't going to bow. Mm-hmm. You know, God sometimes, he has more confidence in us. And we're ready to just crumble. And he's standing there bragging on us. Mm-hmm. So the next time you're going through something, say, Lord, are you bragging on me? Because you promised that you wouldn't put no more on us than what we could bear. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to hold you to your word, Lord. and I'm going to believe you that you're going to see me through. And when I come through, Lord, you're going to bless me just like you blessed Job. You know, after Job got through going through all that, it says God gave him back double what he had. Mm. So just think of where God's taken you through this. And think about how God is growing you through that. We grow more through our trials than we do in our victories. Mm-hmm. I mean, through our mountaintops. We want to shout all the time. But we grow and we come to know Him mm-hmm. better. That I might know Him in the fellowship of His sufferings.
That's right.
And if we suffer with Him, we're going to reign with Him.
That's right.
Wow. And we're already seated in heavenly places with Him. My goodness. The riches of God that we have, we don't even realize it sometimes.
That's right.
Wow.
Wow is right. Mary, would this be a good place to take a little break and do some prayer requests?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we do have several prayer requests.